shall we read a poem from A Light in the Attic.
Hello all, and welcome to A Shall We Read a Poem. I'm Russ.
And I'm back. And I'm Lauren.
You're looking tan.
I got a bit sunburned down in California. They had sun down there, although now we do too. A bit too much of it.
Yay, finally sun.
Yeah, although it went from like cold and rainy, cold and rainy, cold and rainy, heat wave, just like last year.
Well, how was Cali?
Northern California was very rainy, but it got beautiful once I got below the Bay Area. And man, the coast just there is just so pretty. You go and you're like, why don't I live here? And then you're like, oh yeah, this place is probably climate change doomed and also very expensive.
That's okay. I technically live underwater.
What do you mean?
Well, all of this is all the land in Richmond, this little
is it below sea level?
Yeah, it's a swamp. And currently it's all supported by a system of dikes.
Oh, well, is it the Gayborhood? That would be more impressive.
Wouldn't it be the... No, I used to live in the Gayborhood. Now okay. I live in the family entertainment complex.
Well, the Gayborhood is definitely supported by a system of dikes.
There was a... I loved it because when I used to live in the West End, there was a sign that someone had put up on a telephone pole, and it looked kind of official. Like, they had put it about the height that warning signs would be, and it said, warning bear crossing. And people would post about on Reddit and be like, what's this bear crossing? Are there bears here? And we're like, there's a lot of bears here. There's so many bears.
I like that.
Wow, I didn't know. Yeah, man, you got to watch out. Some of them wear
especially
leather.
After dark.
What does your shirt say?
Oh.
Oh, I found this humor. It's the cat shirt.
It's the cat shirt with a bone. It says, I found this humorous. One of the few good gifts my mother has given me with unprompted. She's a terrible gift giver.
Oh, man, I am so glad you have completely, apropos of nothing, introduced that topic.
Awesome.
Because,
let's go.
Because I have a poem.
What a gift.
All right. I am reading... I don't think you have this one in your book. I am reading Birthday. The party clown was away at the lake. The toy store man was not awake. The bakery man was out of cake. I hope you like this birthday snake.
I don't have it, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
And there is an illustration. It's a little snake coiled around itself, and it kind of looks like a layer cake, and it has some candles poking out of it.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. Can you take a picture? Well, actually, can you send that to me?
There, I have sent it on every platform.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, I read this poem because it was my birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Russ.
Yay, I'm 40 fucking one.
Wow.
I thought only dirt lived that long.
Wow. Dirt isn't alive, Russ. Well, maybe if you consider like the whole comprehensive thing where it has a bunch of microbes in it and stuff, maybe that would be dirt being alive. But microbes don't tend to live very long.
So I thought this would be a great opportunity to talk not only about terrible gifts, but also strange birthday traditions.
Okay, let's go for it.
So, what are your feelings on cake flipping?
Excuse me?
This is the whitest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, it is a damn shame that shit white people like that website kind of published a book and then just faded into the ether of the internet, because I loved that thing. And cake flipping went viral a couple of years ago, and you're probably on TikTok, and it was followed up with a whole slew of comments saying, oh my god, my family does this too. And cake flipping is where you take a sheet cake, like one that you'd get from a grocery store, just that boring, you know, buttercream icing, which I actually love. And
I love buttercream.
I love it. So good. The cheaper, the better. If a cake comes from Walmart, I am eating that entire thing with my hands in the shower. Like, that is exemplary cake.
What's your favorite cheap grocery store cake? What's your favorite baker?
White.
No. I mean, like, which store?
Oh, fuck if I know.
For around here, it's Safeway. They make the best ones.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Do they? Yeah, I've got Safeways here too. The closest grocery store to me is a Save-On, but I didn't get a cake. But anyway, so cake flipping is where you take a sheet cake and you hold it flat palmed and you chuck it high enough in the air with enough rotation where it makes one full rotation, and then you have to catch it again in your hands. And that's the tradition. And that's the entirety of the tradition. And you just chuck a cake in the air, it flips, and you catch it again. And the penalty is it falls, and now you have messy cake? I don't know.
It gets into your carpet and ground down there with all the sugar, and then the ants come. That's how you get ants.
That's how you get ants. And then I heard about smash cakes.
Yes, okay? I've been to a party with a smash cake, and I can't say that I approve.
Well, please explain it.
So smash cakes are smaller cakes that you get, like, they're sort of like a one-person size cake, maybe like two people at most. And you give them to like a one-year-old baby. And the one-year-old baby does what a one-year-old baby does.
It just takes its face and fists and just Hulk smashes this poor cake.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's my question. When you went to the smash cake party, did the adults eat the smash cake?
I don't think so.
Okay, because you wouldn't, right? That's insane. No,
but also, it's like such a waste. And they always get like
it's a waste of cake.
They gave a way nicer cake to the baby than I ever had for my birthday.
Yeah, and the baby's not going to remember. It's just a sensory thing.
Yeah.
You get the same thing by putting the baby in the shower. But anyway, so I woke up this morning and was scrolling through Reddit. And one of the very first posts I saw the day after my birthday was some poor fella who had gone to a party where there was a smash cake. Then the adults in charge of the party took the smash cake, cut it up as best you can do with the smash cake, and then served it like this was a normal thing, where it had baby spit and snot and hands all in it. And grown humans just sitting around eating this baby piss cake.
That's weird.
I was like, that is the most fucked up thing I've ever heard. It's like, that's, I cannot imagine being there and having like, to look
the
people
baby
in the
really,
eye. Like,
the baby really gets into the cake often. Like, their body's in the cake.
They're closing their fists in this cake.
Yeah.
I mean, it is...
They're treating it like Play-Doh.
It was... But I can't imagine finding myself in that position being like, you're fucked up. I would have to look my friend in the eye and say, this isn't normal and this isn't okay and I'm leaving now. You would learn so much about someone if they gave their infant a smash cake and then expected you to eat it.
I feel like, I don't know enough about babies and nutrition, but I feel like giving a baby that much sugar is probably not great for them.
It's like, probably not.
You generally don't give one-year-olds a lot of sugar. Like, infants, you don't give any sugar at all. And then just suddenly you're supposed to give this baby a cake full of sugar. I think they should probably make smash cakes that don't have sugar in them. And not sugar-free. I don't mean, like, just make ones that aren't sweet. The baby doesn't care. The baby's just there to, like, fuck it up.
To smash the thing.
Yeah. I'm sure the baby enjoys the sugar if it gets it, but I don't think that's a good idea.
My sister withheld really processed sugar from my niece for a super long time, and now she's really not that big on it.
Yeah,
she appreciates it, but it's not like she just has to have sugar all the time.
Yeah, I think probably the best idea is, like, you know, don't forbid it, but also don't give a lot of access to it.
Have you ever experienced the bumps as a birthday celebration?
Excuse me.
The bumps. It's popular in the UK and Ireland.
I think I got vaccinated against that.
Yeah. When I did too, when I was like six. They hold the birthday... let's be honest. It's the birthday boy. No girl is going to do this because they have sense. They hold the birthday boy by the ankles and wrists and sort of dangle them between participants and then fling them up and down, usually corresponding to the number of years old they are. And it always ends in tears because they're getting dropped or they're getting flung or something.
I did get flung and tossed around as a kid, and I loved it. Although sometimes I did get dropped, I loved it.
Yeah,
until I got dropped.
Man, being a kid, I did get thrown a lot when I was a kid.
I loved it.
Usually by my dad.
Yeah.
Like, he'd pick you up and chuck you on the bed. And yeah. Then I go back and think about those parabolas, and it's like, I probably flew 10 feet.
Yeah, no, and I loved it. It was the most fun ever.
How about fucked up birthday songs?
You're the one who knows all the fucked up birthday songs, Russ.
Yeah, you know that Australian one? Why Was He Born So Beautiful?
Yes, I think our friend Corey was the one who introduced us to that,
oh,
right?
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Why Was He Born So Beautiful? Why Was He Born At All? Because He Had No Say In It, No Say At All. That's a song that they sing to someone. That's not a song. That's an existential terror. Like, imagine it's your birthday, and it's like, yeah, another revolution round the sun, tick mark. And now they're saying, you had no choice in this. This is the slave whispering to Caesar, remember, you are but mortal. I heard a great take on that the other day where someone said that no, the slave wasn't saying to Caesar, remember that you're mortal. The slave was saying to Caesar, everyone here knows you're a bottom.
I love that. Have you ever heard the Sugar Cube song Birthday?
Sugar Cube song Birthday.
Okay, it's a song called Birthday by the Sugar Cube. So it's was sung by Bjork when she was a little wee. But I love that song.
I'm looking it up right now. Sugar Cube's Birthday. Brackets English. Okay. Because the other, obviously it's Icelandic and English, right?
I haven't heard it in Icelandic, but... Oh, actually I have.
It's Bjork, right?
Yes, I have heard it in Icelandic as well as in English.
Oh, this is right up your alley.
You know it is.
I like my bass guitars the size of a moving van.
It's so whimsical.
This says that it's in English, but I cannot understand a fucking word they're saying.
And it's always hard to understand, Bjork. It's okay.
Yeah, I love your fey language there. Knock it off. We see through you. You're trying to make a bargain here. This song for your bones? This song for your bones?
I mean, that could be the lyrics. It might as well be.
Fuck, I love Bjork. She's such a weirdo. yeah, that's a great birthday tune. My favorite birthday song is from Bump of Chicken.
Oh, what's that one?
It's called Happy.
All right. And I gotta listen to that.
Man, I'm going to see. And I swore to myself, you know what, Russ? Make it easy on yourself this episode. You're not going to have to edit in a whole bunch of fucked up weird birthday songs. Ah, look at me go. Here they come.
Well, I did one and you did one and, well, you did at least one.
Well, there's going to be one more because I had another talking point that I was going to mention.
All I've managed to put in my search is Bump of Chicken, Bump of Chicken. Instead of writing Happy, I just wrote Bump of Chicken again. Oh, here we go. I do love Bump of Chicken.
Okay, it's a 6-minute long song, so I can't listen
okay,
to it.
Okay, we need to do something else other than just listening to it. Yeah, it's true. Okay.
I'm quite ready to
rock out to that. That's great to just rock out.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
The last 3 minutes is just them saying happy birthday over and over.
Aww.
It's a great song.
I love Bump of Chicken.
Okay, so, well, I've got to follow it up because for all of our Polish listeners, the only one that I knew I was going to post this episode, because I love it so much, is the Polish birthday song.
And you're going to do the... Oh, gosh. Gogo Bordello? No. With the other... who's the other people?
It's called Stolat.
Okay.
And this one, I could probably post the whole thing because it is not long. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah, this is super short. Stolat, Stolat, niech żyje, żyje nam.
Stolat, Stolat, niech Stolat, żyje, żyje something, nam. Something. Something, jeszcze something. Stolat. Okay.
Stolat.
Stolat.
Stroll right. lot. And how does everyone have better birthday songs than we do?
I don't know. It doesn't seem that different from Happy Birthday. You could put a bunch of chorus behind Happy Birthday and it might make it sound very dramatic.
I disagree. I hate Happy Birthday. I hate, hate, hate it. And they sang it to me at work. I hate when they do that. I hate
Well, it's a good thing you told them. It's a good thing you told them you were leaving. You're like, I hate you all for singing at me. I'm leaving.
It was the saddest thing. I didn't know they were going to give me a birthday party.
Oh, no!
I had my letter of resignation drafted. And they're like, Russ, come to the break room. And I was like, okay! And
When do you start your new job?
About a month from now.
Great. So have you put in your letter of resignation? Or are you waiting until...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Every time I've put in a letter of resignation, it's always been, don't let the door hit you on the way out. But here they were like, okay, so you can stay for 3 weeks? Okay, great. It's not 2 weeks. You can stay for 3 weeks. Okay, good. And, okay, once you start your new job, get a feel for it. But if you can, we'd like to contract with you. And it's just shit
nice.
Like that.
That's
and
nice so, to leave on such a friendly note.
Yeah. And so I reflected it in my letter, like I said, like I called out my boss and my boss's boss, and it was like, these people are great, and so.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, and then I was going to talk about my happiest birthday memory.
Okay, go for it.
My happiest birthday memory involves one of two times in my entire life that I've been blackout drunk.
I think I've been blackout drunk way more than that. Actually, no. The answer is no, because it takes a lot to get me to blackout.
Yeah.
Like, I think I've only been blackout drunk, like, once in my life, because I don't really do that. I got plenty drunk. I got plenty fucking drunk. I just don't lose consciousness very easily.
Well, I mean, it will come as no surprise to you, but the only two times in my life that I've been blackout drunk were both in Japan.
I think I might have remembered one of those.
Probably. So this is my birthday, and I was turning 25. It was my 25th birthday.
Oh my god, that was so long ago!
It was so long ago. And I decided that for my 25th birthday, I didn't know how the world worked. Like, I was still really stupid, and I was at just a shitty dive bar. And I thought, on my 25th birthday, I'm going to be classy. I'm gonna order up a nice Manhattan. Never minding the fact that this bar had two drinks and one of them said bleach on it. So I ordered a Manhattan, and the bartender, Lord love him, he plunks down a pint glass and he fills half of it with whiskey and he fills the other half with Red Bull.
Oh,
and
no.
And he says, here's your Manhattan, sir.
That is not... No,
well,
no part
I'm
of that is okay.
I'm obviously not going to turn down half a pint of whiskey and Red Bull.
Oh, no.
Surely nothing can go wrong in this equation. And I'm pleased to say I woke up in my apartment.
Did anything come home with you that you don't remember?
I guess I could tell this story. Who gives a shit? I had a strange chair. Like, it was kind of like a squatty chair, but it looked like a little mushroom. And all you could do was kneel on it. Like, it was kind of like it was like Cezanne, but easier, you know? Mm-hmm. So instead of just sitting on your knees, you're kind of sitting on your knees and your ass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to put this on the podcast. Fuck my ass. I somehow fell asleep on top of this mushroom. But, like, my dick was, like, high-centered on the thing. And I thought I had ruined myself.
Oh, no. What?
Like, I woke up and, like, blood flow had gone wrong. And it
oh,
was,
no!
like, it was, like, deformed. It's and, like, you could tell that, like, nocturnal, whatever you call it, tubescence had continued to occur. But it was, like, it was, like, gnarled. And it looked like an old lady's fist.
What?
And I was, like, oh, fuck. This is bad. Like, I've done a bad thing. And not realizing that dicks are really vascular and it returned to normal over like the next 2 days. But
yeah, penises are kind of amazing. I think someone dropping off a cat to put in my basement kennel just happened, so I think I gotta go like immediately. They weren't supposed to be here for an hour.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
I gotta go. Sorry.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, I'll handle the uplifting thought for the week. Don't fall asleep on your mushroom chair.